Title: The City of Los Angeles Passes Worker Retention Ordinance for Certain Employers. Content: On April 29, 2020, the City of Los Angeles passed the COVID-19 Worker Retention Ordinance to protect workers amid the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic by requiring certain businesses within the city to adhere to worker retention provisions whenever a change in control occurs within 2 years following the declaration of emergency due to COVID-19. The ordinance takes effect on June 14, 2020. The ordinance defines a change in control as any sale, assignment, transfer, contribution, or other disposition of all or substantially all of the assets used in the operation of a business, or a discrete portion of a business that continues to operate as the same type of business of the incumbent business employer. Covered businesses. The ordinance applies to the following four types of businesses: airport business, commercial property business, event center business, and hotel business. The ordinance defines these businesses as follows: airport business, a business providing any service at or to the City of Los Angeles Department of Airports and each airport which it operates in the city that is required to comply with the Los Angeles Living Wage Ordinance. Airline companies and businesses that have agreements with the City of Los Angeles Department of Airports or its airports that already contain worker retention requirements are specifically excluded from the ordinance. Commercial property business, an owner, operator, manager, or lessee, including a contractor, subcontractor, or sublessee, of a non-residential property in the city that employs 25 or more janitorial, maintenance, or security service workers. The ordinance only applies to the janitorial, maintenance, and security service workers who perform work for the commercial property business. Event center business, an owner, operator, or manager of a publicly or privately owned structure in the city of more than 50,000 square feet or with a seating capacity of 1,000 seats or more that is used for public performances, sporting events, business meetings, or similar events. Examples include concert halls, stadiums, sports arenas, racetracks, coliseums, and convention centers. Hotel business, an owner, operator, or manager of a residential building in the city designated or used for public lodging or other related services for the public and either contains 50 or more guest rooms or has earned gross receipts in 2019 of over $5 million. The term also includes the owner, operator, manager, or lessee of any restaurant physically located on hotel premises. Covered workers. The ordinance applies to workers who performed work for the incumbent business employer for at least 6 months, including periods of vacation or leave, whose primary place of employment is a covered business subject to a change in control, who is employed or contracted to perform work for the incumbent business employer either directly or by a third party, and who worked for the incumbent business employer on or after March 4, 2020, and prior to the execution of the transfer. Document affecting the change in control. Importantly, the ordinance does not apply to managerial, supervisory, or confidential employees, although these are not defined terms under the ordinance. Incumbent business employer responsibilities. In the event of a change in control of a covered business, the ordinance requires the incumbent business employer to do the following: within five business days after the transfer document is signed, post written notice of the change in control in a conspicuous place at the location of the affected business. The notice must stay up during any business closure and for six months after the business is open to the public under the successor business employer. The notice must contain the name and contact information for the incumbent and successor business employers and the effective date of the change in control. Within 15 calendar days after the execution of the transfer document, provide to the successor business employer the name, address, date of hire, and occupation classification for each covered worker. Successor business employer responsibilities. The ordinance requires the successor business employer to do all of the following: maintain a preferential hiring list using the workers identified by the incumbent business employer and hire workers from the list for a period